dire new predictions about how sequestration would affect the Pentagon, with hundreds of thousands of employees having to deal with either job loss or furloughs. And joining us live this morning, Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports. Paul, what are the numbers?
Well, these numbers are daunting, Bruce. 800,000 people, that's a nationwide figure, work for the Pentagon. Of those, they said yesterday that 700,000, 7 out of 8, would be furloughed. This would start probably in late April. Now, what does a furlough mean? It means that one day a week they would go without pay. So that is a 20% cut in pay, and that would go through the end of the fiscal year, which is September of the 30th. And if these politicians can't figure out a way out of this mess, well, then it would begin all over again in the next fiscal year, starting on October 1st. So this looks to be really bad news if you're one of the 7 out of 8 people who work for the Pentagon.
Well, it seems like it may be more bad news, too, because the military has already swallowed a number of cuts in an effort to reduce spending. This on top of that, how bad does that put them? How bad a corner does that put them into, Paul?
Well, there have been reports that said what the Pentagon would have to do is slow down 4 of its 9 fighter wings. It would take up to a year to get them back to operational capacity once the full budget is restored. And this comes at a time, by the way, when we're keeping an eye on Iran. We're worried about North Korea. So it's bad news all across the board. And for people who say that this, in fact, could threaten national security, in fact, it certainly appears to do just that.
Has the Pentagon had to deal with cuts on this scale before?
They really have. If you go back in time, if you look at, there have been big cuts in defense spending, of course, after World War II, when we demobilized, after the Korean War, after Vietnam, and then most recently, the peace dividend after the Berlin Wall fell in 1989. There were massive Pentagon cuts in each of those cases, too. And what we saw was there were recessions in the 40s, early 50s, early 70s, and, of course, the recession that was short-lived in the 90s, but they were very short-lived, and the economy bounced back. Now, the cuts that we're looking at now are not quite as severe relative to the economy as they were back then. But try telling that to folks who are about to lose 20% of their pay. I mean, these are big cuts.
Absolutely. Paul Brandis, thanks so much from West Wing Reports.